Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 70s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies around 50. As we're into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see warmer temperatures, mid 80s. Right now, it's 50.
Wichita State University conducting an internal investigation. KTV's Chris Lilly led the news last night with that story.
The Athletic reported tonight that Wichita State University has been investigating men's basketball coach Greg Marshall for misconduct.
The Athletic reported that the university interviewed players on the current team as well as former players about their experience on the team. Some of the allegations include the hitting of players. KTV reports Marshall told the Athletic, "I'm aware the university conducted interviews and I fully participated in the process. I look forward to having it wrapped up as I continue to focus my energy on our team." Elsewhere this morning, a Kansas woman has been charged in connection to the weekend shooting of a Topeka man in his home. Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kagay said yesterday 27-year-old Tishara Renee Moran is charged with felony first-degree murder and associated charges linked to Saturday's gunshot slaying of 28-year-old Christopher McMillan. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offers valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. December 2024 expiration. XLV stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualifying. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Students are urging Washburn University officials to reconsider their decision to cancel spring break in an effort to minimize COVID-19 transmission. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the Washburn Student Government Association passed a resolution this week calling on the administration to consider an alternative that would add 3 mental health days to the spring calendar. Student leaders said they were blindsided by last week's announcement that students would go through 15 uninterrupted weeks of classes with finals week 1 week earlier between May 1st and 7th. The Lawrence City Commission has approved a campsite in a city park for the homeless, but made clear the move was temporary while community leaders seek other ways to address homelessness. The Journal World reports the commission voted 4-0 this week to approve a 6-month special event permit for a temporary homeless campground at Woody Park. The site will provide portable trailers, toilets, showers, and other amenities. I'm Rick Everett with your Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. 3 staff members with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services have tested positive for COVID-19. The agency said in a news release Saturday that 2 are employed at the Nebraska State Penitentiary and 1 is employed at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center. All 3 staff members are self-isolating at home. The latest cases bring to 170 the total number of correctional department employees who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The department said 126 of them have recovered. Public schools in Grand Island are having a hard time finding substitute teachers to fill vacancies in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. TV station KSNB reports Grand Island public schools are experiencing a rapid rise in teachers and staff having to quarantine after testing positive or being exposed to the virus. Officials with Northwest Public Schools in Grand Island say they also have had trouble finding substitute teachers this year. Mid-America Network News.
You can't gamble with your family's health care, but Barbara Bollier is rolling the dice with Nancy Pelosi's government-controlled health care scheme. The Bollier-Pelosi plan could wipe out employer-provided health insurance. Your family could literally lose your health coverage. The Bollier-Pelosi plan could also put 67 Kansas rural hospitals on the chopping block and raise taxes on Kansas workers more than $2,200 a year. Backed by Washington, D.C. liberals who are partnering with Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Bollier is far from bipartisan. In the Kansas legislature, Bollier voted with Democrats over 90% of the time, and that was before she became a Democrat. With her extreme partisan record, liberal Barbara Bollier is a bad bet for Kansas. Say no dice to Barbara Bollier. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners at their meeting last Monday again faced questions and comments regarding the proposed Irish Creek wind farm. Gayla Randall asked if they have authority to deny site placements of turbines. The board informed her yes. That is part of the negotiations with the site plan agreement. She asked if the board had a comprehensive plan prior to engaging in negotiations with the wind farm. That answer was no. Tim Laughlin, former resident of Marshall County, spoke in favor of renewable energy and feels the resources brought in could help with the economically disadvantaged. He noted a large number of free and reduced lunches in the area, and the increased revenues could help that. The renewable energy chair at Cloud County Community College and a representative of the Kansas State Wildcat Wind Power Team spoke about opportunities that wind energy provides communities. Dakota Beals, an employee of NextEra, spoke of the benefits to individuals and communities with wind energy. Carol Hull of Frankfort stated they were not against renewable energy, but she felt there was too much secrecy involved in this decision. The board discussed implementing a moratorium to halt any future development of wind farms or other structures. A phone call was placed to Attorney James Neal for consultation. He said putting a moratorium in place will give the county time to research if zoning is the right direction. He recommended they add wind farm of structures over 200 feet to give some direction. That would allow the county 6 months to explore countywide zoning. Keith Bramhall moved to impose a countywide moratorium for a period of 6 months. There was discussion regarding the motion, which died due to lack of a second. Commissioners will contact the Kansas Association of Counties or other counties with zoning to get more information and then revisit the idea of imposing a moratorium. Commissioners voted to disperse the final $96,000 of the Community Development Block grant dollars to the final three applicants and voted to contribute $7,500 to the Summerfield Community Park Restoration Project out of the Special Parks and Rec Fund. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a bridge construction package south of Hanover on 22nd Road. Steel cost at $173,000 and erection $24,000. A bid for a new wheel loader was approved at $197,000. Nemahaw County Sheriff advised the board last week that he's concerned about his employees running out of paid leave during the coronavirus pandemic. Discussion was held concerning the county covering an additional 80 hours of leave following depletion of the 80 hours of the family's first Coronavirus Response Act leave, and approving of that was passed later in the meeting. Discussion was also held that could allow employees to utilize the shared leave program if additional leave is still needed. No action was taken on that option. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week unanimously approved a 6-month extension of a moratorium on new wind energy projects, allowing planning and development additional time to consider any additional changes in light of a recent decision by supervisors to uphold a committee recommendation extending the setback for non-participating households to a full mile from the previous 3/8 of a mile. Discussion allowing zoning different areas of the county independently has arisen. The board recognized Jane Esau for her 44-year service to 4-H and others as she retires from Gage County Extension.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Italian chicken, rice pilaf, mixed veggies, and apricots. Tomorrow, taco potato, French bread, broccoli and cheese, blushing pears, and a cookie. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on at the Historic Depot. Also featured is the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run Saturday morning. Stroll downtown and drop in at any of our many local merchants who always welcome your business. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, free CPA and tension envelope.
Hey, musicians, get squirrely with us at Squirrel Jam Saturday, October 17th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marysville City Park. We're looking for musicians, solos, duets, trios, bands, you name it, to perform at the bandstand. For those who just want to enjoy the live music, come chill out with us at the Marysville City Park, rocking out with these jamming squirrels. Bring your own beverages. Coolers of beer are allowed. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Club.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system and a cold front extending into the central and east-central parts of the United States, bringing some showers and thunderstorms across the upper parts of the Midwest, and this whole system will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day. It looks like following the system, we have an upper-level trough that will continue to bring cool temperatures across the central and upper parts of the Midwest as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Central parts of the Midwest will actually warm back up, back into the 80s as we head into it Wednesday. Then another system will move through, bringing some cooler temperatures behind it for the end of the week. So across the area, we'll have clearing skies, lower 70s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 40s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 70s, and Wednesday will continue with sun. That's look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 70. Record high on this date, 87 in 1995. The average low, 45. Recent record low a year ago was 29. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 6:50. Gusty winds and a thunderstorm last evening moved across the region. Clear skies this morning in Marysville, 49 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the west-northwest. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 12th of October. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will vote to pass Medicaid expansion, which will bring a portion of our federal tax dollars back to Kansas. By reducing uncompensated care costs, Medicaid expansion will help to save our rural hospitals and other vital health care services. A vote for Jim Swim is a vote for Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
LeBron James secures his fourth NBA title. Hello, this is Derek Dennis on Sports. The Los Angeles Lakers are your 2020 NBA champions.
And that's it. It's over. This historic 2020 NBA championship belongs to the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers conquer the bubble, and banner number 17 will soon hang in the rafters.
The Lakers beating the Miami Heat 106-93 in Game 6 last night to claim their first title since 2010. LeBron James scored 28 points, posted a triple-double, and was named the Finals MVP.
I just hope I make my guys proud, and that's all that matters to me. I make my guys proud, make the fan base proud, my family back home. I can't wait to get back home to them. Akron, Ohio, we did it again.
To baseball last night, the Rays took Game 1 of the ALCS against the Astros as Randy Arozarena hit another home run for Tampa Bay. And on Sunday Night Football, Russell Wilson found DK Metcalf in the end zone with 15 seconds remaining to lead the Seahawks to a 27-26 win over the Vikings. The winning touchdown is heard on 710 ESPN Seattle.
They're going to rush for Russell. Look out. He's going to fire inside. Reaching up. Making a catch. Does he hang on? He does. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown, Seahawks, and it's Metcalf who reaches up and makes the catch.
That gave the Seahawks a one-point lead, and they held on for the win. Three touchdown passes in the game for Wilson. Around the rest of the league Sunday, Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a compound fracture and dislocation of his right ankle during a play in the third quarter of Dallas's win over the Giants. Prescott had surgery on the ankle last night. Sources say he could be out for 4 to 6 months. The Cowboys went on to beat the Giants 37-34 on a last-second field goal. The Chiefs' 13-game win streak came to an end as they were stunned by Derek Carr and the Raiders. 40-32, the final. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller O'Dell, the feature Monday. Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday. Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers, Ag News. CoBank says the U.S. economy has shown signs of improving since late spring, but progress has slowed and the economy is remaining fragile. As another relief package is off and then on the table, for now, CoBank says the economy will remain sluggish through the end of the year. A new quarterly report out from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange says rural America is experiencing a dichotomy of improving industrial fundamentals and a rise in COVID cases. Dan Kowalski is vice president of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange division. He said the good news from an economic standpoint is that many rural industries have begun to turn the corner. But he said this is particularly true in agriculture. A weak dollar is supporting a price recovery in most agriculture commodities. He said despite a large number of challenges this year, essential rural industries are finding new ways to survive. In some cases, they're actually thriving. For example, he said, the U.S. ethanol sector continued to recover during the third quarter, reaching a new baseline level equivalent to 90% of pre-COVID demand. CoBank also says recent reductions in ending stocks and expected production have provided a relief rally for U.S. grain farmers. Dairy farmers and U.S. beef complex also ending a third quarter with a stronger position than it was when they started on quarter number three. Ex-Secretary Perdue has violated the Hatch Act back in August because he encouraged voters to support the president's reelection campaign while promoting those food boxes. The event took place in North Carolina. It was designed to promote the Farmers to Families Food Box program. U.S. Office of Special Counsel sent a letter to Perdue saying the Ag Secretary has to reimburse the federal government for the cost of the trip to North Carolina. The Hatch Act bars federal employees, even cabinet members, from engaging in political activity while on the job. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Monday morning.
I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, it is Monday, and I hope you've all had a good couple of days off, if you've had a day off for the weekend. And as we start this new week, we see pressure continuing from agriculture, airlines, restaurants, hotels, and others for Congress to enact new virus stimulus aid amid confusion over a possible outcome. The pressure's enormous for tens of billions of more in virus aid for producers and others, with critical elections just 2 weeks away and new political turmoil here almost on the daily. President Trump restarted talks after the financial markets tumbled when he halted them, blaming the lack of progress for the stop. Trump then cited new progress on a skinny bill for airlines, but then still urged a comprehensive deal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi added to the confusion on doing a standalone bill.
We're happy to review what that standalone bill would look like as part of a bigger bill, if there is a bigger bill. But there is no standalone bill.
And even if there is one, agriculture might not be in it. Iowa Senator and Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley gave his comment on President Trump not even mentioning agriculture.
And he listed several things, but his lack of listing the $20 billion that we would expect to get for agriculture, that somehow that's not a goal of the White House. And it would still be a goal of the White House and be a goal of mine as well.
A Senate GOP bill blocked by Democrats included $20 billion for agriculture, while a much bigger House-passed bill opposed by Senate Republicans contained help for farmers and biofuel producers. A stopgap agency funding bill included $30 billion in funding in CCC money, helping replenish funds used for USDA CFAP or Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Wheat planting time is fast approaching. Have you checked out all the yield data to ensure you are planting the best high-yielding lines available? A few quick suggestions. Wolverine, Bob Dole, Monument, Rugged, Benefit, Smith's Gold, Double Stop, Green Hammer, Showdown. Check it out and call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Okay, harvest is done. Looking for something to do? We'll hear a thing or two after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
If you've got everything in the bin, good for you. Congratulations on finishing harvest, but there may still be work to do. Gardening guru Jim Fazell with a few ideas.
Well, there are a lot of things to do in the garden, as a matter of fact, and this is the time when we finish up a lot of things, but you know, whether it's in gardening or farming, harvest time, fall is harvest time, and even if we've harvested earlier, this is the time when we really make the best of the end of it and get the things out of the garden that we need for the winter or that we want to process to put up for the winter and so forth. First of all, if you did lawn repairs a couple of weeks ago, as we suggested, that seed should be up and germinated, and actually ours is up and we're mowing it. You need to keep watering it if you do need water, but we did get some water this past week. I hope we get some more as needed. And keep mowing. One of the things you want to do with this new grass is to mow it when it gets up to mowing height, because that helps it spread. It helps it make more tillers within this clump so that you get good coverage immediately. And the leaves are starting to fall. I know some of the trees, it's amazing. Some trees have finished and some trees are still green. But the honey locusts are falling right now. Fortunately, these little leaflets that come off of them don't really cause a lot of trouble because they do kind of filter down within the grass and they help add to the organic matter in the soil without us having to do anything. But the bigger leaves are going to begin falling, and in fact, some are. We need to keep raking them up as they come down to keep them from smothering the lawn. Rake them up, put them in the compost heap. You can use them as mulches around your garden on some of the things that do need mulching. I don't suggest you leave them or put them into the organic matter or the gardening recycler if you can avoid that. But if that's the last choice, that's what you have to do. And, of course, those people that collect all this organic matter to recycle, they do that. They compost it, and it comes back in the form of shredded compost and so forth that you can buy and put on, back on your lawn. But shred the leaves and leave them on the lawn if you can. If you have a power mower, you set that thing on so that it does not discharge the grass. This is the mulching setting on the mower. And just shred the leaves and leave them on the lawn. If they're shredded up very finely, they will filter back down into the grass, and they'll also add to the organic matter.
I told you he had things for us to do, and he's got more tomorrow. Back after this.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY. 49 degrees, light west-northwest wind. Boy, the wind gust last night came through. Prompted a few thunderstorms, but not much in the way of rain. Highs around 70 on a seasonal high for today.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks reporting for Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Monday. Hey, and the good news here today is the market's on Friday with a lot of trading, 108 to 110, 169 to 170 in the carcass, so that is certainly good news. Here today, we'll get started at 10 o'clock on a nice run of cattle. At 12 noon, we'll get in the hay department. There's about 60 bales of square grass out there here today. Certainly looking to catch more after that big rainstorm that we got last night. Catch some hay this morning. In the big round bales, there's 29 round bales of grass. There is 22 round bales of CRP. In the cattle guys with a 10 o'clock start, and then we'll move into the baby calves at noon. There is 5 Char Angus black bottle calves, guys. They're 2 to 3 weeks old. They've had a vaccination and an enforced 3. In the feeder cattle, 23 head of black baldy steering heifers with a wean and a vac. They're going to be weighing 5 to 600. They're double S cattle out of Pleasant Dale. 20 head of black steering heifers weaned and a vac weighing 3 to 450. They are the Bloom cattle out of Beatrice. And out of the Cook Burr area, Kelly Kreifels, 102 Char steering heifers. They're coming off the cow with a September 4th vaccination, 575 to 675. The Pullman cattle out of Plymouth, there's 50 head of Char Angus Hereford cross steering heifers. They've got a double vac. They've got a wean, guys. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. Deconing out of Burchard, 26 black and red Galvey cross steering heifers coming off the grass. They're going to weigh 7 to 800. Stose out of Odell, 7 black steers that he got a wean in a vac with a 750 to 800 pound weight. Kalman cattle out of Fairbury, 23 black Simingus steering heifers coming off the cow.
They do have a 922 vaccination. They're coming in at 450 to 650. Hank Awada Ferber, he's 18. Hereford Steer and Heifer Yearlings, they're going to weigh 7 to 800. Fleshner out of Virginia, 16 Black Steer and Heifers Yearlings off grass, they're going to weigh 8 to 900. The Sullivan Calves are Martell guys, man, they are fancy. They're coming off the cow, but there's 18 Black Steer and Heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. And the Weirs, Gadawada Beatrice, there's 7 Black and Red Heifers, spring wean and vac. They're going to weigh that 550 to 600. That's going to wrap it up here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Certainly give us a call. Tanya Ricordini at 223-3571. On the bred cows, guys, and the bred heifers, we start on the December 3rd on a Thursday at 11 a.m. Really, a great listing of cows, and there is one dispersal, the Mensel cows, out of west of Lincoln. Great set of cows. We also have two other cow consignments. You'll want to watch the listing, guys, so certainly check it out under consignments, and the second sale will be January 7th. So with that, thanks for the business. Have a great day, and keep in mind, you can certainly go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Derek Carr threw for 347 yards and three touchdowns, outplaying Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes along the way. And the Las Vegas Raiders nearly shut out the potent Kansas City offense in the second half to rally for a 40-32 victory that ended the Chiefs franchise record 13-game winning streak. The Chiefs trailed 40-24 before a late TD pass, but Josh Jacobs ran for a first down, and Carr sneaked for another on fourth and one to clinch the Raiders' first win at Arrowhead Stadium since October of 2012. The Chiefs had won 28 of their last 30 games against the AFC West. A.J. Parker's interception return for a touchdown proved to be the difference, as K-State secured a 21-14 win over TCU Saturday in Fort Worth. K-State improved to 3-1 overall, and 3-0 in Big 12 play with the victory. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football action, Marysville.